T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, here's what we're going to do. Adam Peters spoke at length with reporters yesterday. Adam Peters hasn't done a lot of D.C. media. He hasn't answered a ton of questions. We haven't heard from him since they just signed about 100 dudes in free agency. We're going to play the Adam Peters audio in its entirety. We're probably going to have to go to break. We're also giving away Nats home opener tickets at 10:45. Let's start with AP.
You took over to now. How much progress have you made getting this thing where you want it to go?
Yeah, we've really done a lot in a little short amount of time. In terms of where we need to be, we still got a long way to go, but we have some great pieces in place. We have a great coaching staff. Personnel staff's been awesome. So far, so good. I've been really, really excited to work with everybody. It's been awesome.
And when you look at the Frazier class, what was it that stood out to you about the guys you collected in the whole plan?
Yeah, I think it was really, we set out to get players that fit what we do, first of all, on the field, play the way we want them to play, play style, and then the right type of people as well. And both of those things were really points of emphasis for us. And the way you do that, I think, a lot of times is, you know, people you know. Research, you can research other teams, but the best evaluations you can do are when you're around somebody day in and day out. So we happened to get a lot of guys that we had really good familiarity with and knew what they were all about, and they knew their play style, their mentality, the way they practiced, the way they worked, how much they loved football. So those were the things we set out to do, and I thought we did. Our team did a really good job of getting those guys in.
Why Marcus, and how serious was the conversation about Donald or Jacoby or somebody else like that?
Yeah, Marcus, obviously he's been in the league a long time. He's won a lot of games. He's won playoff games. So knowing him from, he has a great relationship with Brian Johnson, who put in a great word for him. And so understanding what he's all about and the type of person he'd be in that room supporting whoever else is in that room. So, and the fact that he's still really good. You know, he's athletic. He can throw it. He's smart, and he's got familiarity with what we do. So we're really, really happy to get Marcus in. We explored, I think, anytime in free agency, you have to explore a number of different options because you don't know who you're going to get. But we're really excited to have Marcus.
What about the decision to trade Sam?
With Sam? Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an easy decision. And, since I first started talking with you guys when I got here, he's tough. He's really tough. He's smart. He's a great, great kid. He's talented. He's athletic. So there's a lot of great things about Sam. Ultimately, we thought as we went through that process, we talked with his representatives. We let them know what we were doing, like, throughout it all. And once we decided as an organization that we're going to explore a trade, we got some good interest. And ultimately, Seattle was really excited to get him. Him and his agent is Bruce Tolmer, really, really good agent and a friend of mine, and they were excited about getting to Seattle. So I think it was one of those things where it really worked out for us, it worked out for Sam, and then worked out for the Seahawks.
You guys obviously signed a lot of players, only re-signed a few. How much of all that was just ultimately, look, this was a team that was coming off a 4-win season, and you just needed to reshape a lot of things?
Yeah, I think, we brought in guys, like we said, who we had great familiarity with, and the players that we brought in from Washington from the year before I don't know if you guys saw last night with FA was special, what his presentation last night. But the players that, you know, we found, like Jeremy Reeves and FA and Cornelius and Jameson, those guys fit, you know, both what we do from a schematic standpoint and from a character standpoint. So we were really excited to bring those guys back. And then so there was really no concerted effort either way to bring back Commanders or not bring back Commanders, just bringing in the guys that we thought could help us win and would help us build our culture.
Adam, right. Well, you've had a lot of new additions to the roster, a lot of 1-year contracts. Can you kind of talk about like the strategy behind that?
Yeah. So, you know, we have a lot of optionality moving forward by doing that. So it's by design. A lot of it's by just, you know, who's available and how they're available and how many years, you know, they want to sign for. But finding, you know, being able to sign some guys for longer term and some guys for shorter term, keeping the optionality for next year, we always want to build through the draft. And it's funny to say that, and we signed a lot of free agents, but I think we need to sign free agents in order to field the team, really. And but this gives us optionality, and we're going to build through the draft this year and next year and continue to do that and supplement through free agency.
You have two linebackers, Bobby Wagner and the Frankie Louvre. What do each one of those guys add?
Man, those guys are awesome. Really excited to bring both of them in. Frankie just jumps off the tape. You know, the way he plays, his play style, his mindset, his mentality, and he's a playmaker. And on top of that, he's extremely passionate. I didn't know much about Frankie from other than watching him play and saying, I want that guy on my team. But you do research, and all his teammates absolutely love him. He's a great leader. So he brings a lot of versatility on our defense as well. And then Bobby, I mean, Bobby's going to be a Hall of Famer. And Bobby brings, all those different things you see off the field, the leadership, the toughness, the work ethic. But then he's also a Pro Bowler. I mean, he's a really, really good player still. And so you have those two things. They complement each other well. And I think with Bobby being the quarterback of the defense, that allows Frankie to do things. Frankie can really do well.
And with Bobby, when you look at it, because when you get to a certain point, you want to make sure, what did you see on film last year that this guy can still play?
I think you just turn it on, you can see it. It's actually, I was watching him a few weeks before free agency, and it was actually against us. And so, one, Sam had a really good game there, as you can see why the Seahawks really like Sam, but then you see how good Bobby is and just the way he can see things and his range and his tackling ability, all those things. There hasn't been a drop-off, really. So it's been really cool, yeah.
When you were with the Niners, you were parts of big trades up and big trades back.
Yeah.
When you look at that number two overall pick, how do you balance the player you can get there versus the haul you could get for it if you're trying to build through the draft?
Yeah, it's a big decision, obviously. But I think just like anything we do, it's about what's best for us, right? So if the best thing for us is to stand pat, then we'll stand pat. But you're always going to listen to all the different possibilities, trading up, trading back, no matter where you're at, pick, you know, 36, 40, 67, 70, 800. So you're always going to look, okay, what are the best things for us? Weigh all the different possibilities and make the best decision you think for us at the time.
Whether you're going to tell us or not, do you know right now what you want to do?
Now we still have a lot of it. A month till the draft, sure. Today, yeah, right? So it doesn't sound like a long time, but you get a lot of information in that month, and there's still some of the guys we haven't seen still in person. So we'll go out and do that next week, see a couple more quarterbacks, and then we'll do visits with them. We'll do Zoom calls. We'll do a lot of different things. So we're far from our answer.
When you're at these pro days, what do you care about? Like, what are you looking for?
You get a lot of information at these pro days. It's obviously you get to see the person in the flesh, for lack of a better term, up close and personal. See them work out, whether it's, you know, a tackle doing a pass set or punching the bag. You can feel them punching the bag if you're this close, which you can't really see or feel on tape. But then, aside from the player evaluation, the people you'd speak with, you know, so you get a chance to talk to different people on that staff, talk to different people in the NFL, you know, just talk. You get a lot of information by doing that, and whether it's on that player, whether it's on the player that they played against, the player they coached before, all that. So it's a really, really valuable tool where you do it and you don't realize how valuable it is until the end of the week when you're kind of aggregating all the information. Like, gosh, we got a ton of information. This was a great week, and that's what last week was.
back what to the linebackers real quick. How do the two additions impact Jaden Davis and kind of your decision on his fifth-year option coming up?
Yeah, we still haven't talked through the fifth-year option yet with myself and DQ. But I think, you know, you play with three linebackers, right? And so I think Jamin has a great skill set, and I think learning from a guy like Bobby is going to be invaluable to any linebacker. And we're going to try to get the best 11 on the field at all times, and that's DQ's job, and he's a master at that, at finding different personnel groupings. So however we can get a really good defense on the field, that's what he's going to do.
That is Commanders General Manager Adam Peters talking yesterday at the annual meeting down here in Orlando.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.